Mashallah, Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate. Mashallah, people have made great, great sacrifices and efforts to come here. One such sacrifice is by Mawlana Fasihuddin, Ta'awun Barakatum, one of my class fellows also. And Hazrat Mawlana, Mashallah, he's making khidmat in France. And all the way from France, he's an alim, making khidmat of deen there. He's not earning so much of money. But because of his fikr for his islah, for his reformation, all the way from France he came. He landed on Jumu'ah, on Friday. And on Tuesday, he's leaving back. All the way to France. So I think it's 8 hours or 2 flights, 16-hour flight or whatever. Such a far distance he has come, just for 3 days. Many of us might feel, I came from Durban, I came from Cape Town. But for what, which country he has come from? So inshallah, we will call him for a few minutes, inshallah, to give us some advices. Inshallah, through the barakat of his ikhlas and sincerity and his mujahada, inshallah, we will get benefits.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri, wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. إن الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. I was asked to speak in English. I'm not English speaking. But I thank my Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Jazahullah Khair وبارك الله في خدمته. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that. And I thank also my friend, all the trouble him phone him from France to phone things, and may I get parishan and he give simple answers. MashaAllah, Jazakallah khair, Barakallah fik. His brother also, because ulama quickly they take mukhalifa, mana mukhalif, mafhoom mukhalif. He said, why is only spoke about Musa and never spoke about me? He spoke about my friend Ridwan also. Jazakumullah khair. I'm just going to give you a story of someone, one alim, one Mawlana. He gets fired from a madrasa. He went to a place. A place he didn't like to go before. But Allah, Qadar Allah, Masha'a fa'al, he ended up in this place. People speak about Qira'at. You don't know. People don't know Qira'at. You speak about Qira'at. Don't know Qira'at. He speak about fiqh, they don't know fiqh. Whatever subject he speak, people don't know. But when he speak to them, they always say, ana arif, ana arif, ana arif, ana alam, ana arif. So he worked for years just to teach them anta la ta'arif. Till he became la ya'arif wa. He became, he don't know. He teach them from long. You must say, I don't know. You must say, till he became himself, he don't know nothing. He became like them, Allahumma adi. Then his sheikh visit him in that place and give him some guidance, some guide, on dit en français. And then he started understanding a few things. And then the sheikh went, he became again involved with those people, teaching that. Just to explain that fiqh existed takes so many years. People can't accept that there's something called fiqh. No, they know kitab, they know sunnah. Fiqh, they don't know. Masail, mashallah, people know all the masail by heart, beshti zewar, you learn all, mashallah, how many sunnat, how many fard, how many. Then they don't, it's not important for them anyway, and they don't want to know it, and they don't like it. Just to explain them thus, it became so hard, so difficult that himself he started not knowing fuqh also. He became like them also. Allahumma hadi. Then his sheikh visited him a second time. And he told him once, his sheikh, teach them, tell them that after Maghrib Salah and Fajr Salah, don't make tasbih, but read sunnah, then make tasbih. It became so hard for him, so hard for him to say that to the gathering. Why? Because not only he lost what he had, but he took some bad habits. Habits of the people. What? Because they call him Sheikh, they call him Imam, they call him Sheikh, everyone is calling him Sheikh and Imam. So his head became too big and topi became too small. So he can repeat what his sheikh told him to say. La ilaha illallah. And then his sheikh called him, said, no, 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 come in ICU. I want to see you. And he came to ICU. And his sheikh said to him, mashallah, he went back. And he went, maybe, la ilaha illallah. And then he called him back again. Now it's not ICU. It's like you. Huh? And Allahu Akbar, that's the history of one small boy, former madrasa, and he went to teach in another country. Faqidu shay la yuntihi abadan. Faqidu shay la yuntihi. And faqid, that means so the person who had something and he lost it. Had something and he lost it. That's faqid. Otherwise you don't say, you don't use the word faqid. Like if you're missing someone, you see, faqadtuk. You're missing someone, you say, faqadtuk. I'm missing you. I missed you. I don't know. Mess the things, put the things every, upside down. I missed you. Faqadtuk. Mean you were there, now you know where you are, so I was thinking about you. Faqidu shay ila yanti. Now people start calling imam, sheikh, ufundi, who je sais pas, what they're calling him. So his head became big. People trust him. They want for him the same things you were saying before. Fiqh, tafsir, talim, dua, adab, islah. But he haven't got them on anymore. So what this man must do? How he must teach? How he must give to those people, thirsty people, nice people, good people, trusting him, how he must give them things he haven't got. فَاقِدُ شَيْءِ لَا يُنْتِي. So, my conclusion, it's not a long bayan, my conclusion is, we must come back to the source every time. We must come back to our sheikh to correct ourselves, to get some correction, to get some dawa, medicine, to be able to soigner, to guérison, to treat others. You must come back to your sheikh to be able to treat others. Otherwise, muslih, you won't become salih. Muslih also you won't become. You yourself, because of the pride of the name of sheikh, imam, and fulan, and people, everyone around speak only good about you. That's our imam. As imam can do that, imam can do that, imam can do that, but imam is doing everything in kashet and hidden way. So how are you going to make islah? How are you going to correct others while he himself is eating sweet? Like one story we heard from our shuyukh ulama, and then one mother went to go see a sheikh. Tell him, my son is eating sweets. Make dua, sheikh. Tell him something so he can stop eating sweets. It's too much for his, not good for his teeth. It's not for his siha, for his health and everything. So the sheikh said, wait. Long after that, a time after that, a woman came back and asked the same question. He said, come, this time. When she came back, he just told the child, stop eating sweets, and the child stopped. The woman was astonished, well, how come? He said, no, because I was eating sweets. So when you're doing something, how you can teach others to not do it. So make dua for this small boy. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him and guide his community. Allahumma jalna min al-lazina istamina al-qawla fa yattabina ahsana. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.